Welcome back to another episode of Pretty Not Smart with your host, Louis, a.k.a. the baddest perra.
And Yoatsi.
Yay! You guys.
The viewers left.
Like, oh. Hi, as soon as they hear like, that kind of like medio cosa in the ear. You guys, we finally got rid of our Christmas decor. If you're not watching, you probably were like, I've never seen it. All right. No, but we finally got rid of it. And I don't know how you feel about it, Yoatsi, but I am so happy that it's gone. Why? Because it feels all pelon.
It's all pelon. It all looks like me. It just looks like we just started, you know?
I know it does. When we started, we were in my fucking little office, like with the all the cabinets in the back with like two pieces of decor.
That's right. This is episode what? 35?
Either 34 or 35, I don't remember. But
look at how far we've came.
35 weeks. That sounds crazy when you literally say 35 weeks.
Yeah.
That's crazy. But
oh my God.
Yeah, I don't know about how y'all feel about your Christmas decor starting to get taken down, but I'm so happy, you guys. Like, I started taking shit off my house already, and I'm so happy. I was just ready to feel like a fresh new start.
I thought you said because you decorated late, you're going to leave it till February.
I wanted to, because right now I was like looking at my house and I was like, oh, my Christmas decor looks so pretty. But no, I'm in Fade.
Like, yeah. You want a clean house vibes?
Yes. Very those. Like, yeah. I've just been cleaning my house and doing all that. So like seeing all the Christmas decor, knowing that like, ya pasó. I was like, ay, yeah.
Oh, I have a question for you.
What?
Remember last episode we said que íbamos a empezar a hacer la cama and all that shit? How's it going?
No, but I have a real reason. I haven't done my cama.
Me neither.
Fuck you.
This morning,
I forgot about that.
No, this morning I woke up and I was like, oh, me and Louis were supposed to be making our bed this whole week. And I was like, ugh. And I look at it, I was like, should I make it? I was like, nah, I'm leaving.
No, you guys, okay. My reason for not making my cama. Mm-hmm. It's because I'm not sleeping in my room. I'm sleeping in like my guest room.
So do you make the guest room cama?
Well, no. But I know
that's not an excuse.
It's because it's not my bed.
And that's all where he sleeps. I'm not gonna do it.
I'm sleeping in my guest room only because my dumbass didn't buy a mattress for my bed that I just bought. So
wait, why didn't you buy a mattress when you buy the
it came with it?
You have to be shitting me, Louis.
Y pinche cama bien pinche cara y no vino with a mattress. And I was like, are you sure? And they pulled up the receipt and I was like, oh, fuck. So I just bought the fucking bread.
The bread. You're making a sandwich. He's pretty not smart, everyone.
A ver, what about you? No que you weren't going to drink. How's that
I
going?
Haven't drank. Dry February. I'm like,
dry February. We're in January.
I mean, January. I'm all sick.
Are you sure you're not drunk? Okay. You're like, February.
I'm sick right now, but it's going to be my best friend's birthday this week. So I might get juiced up. Fuck. I might be juicy.
Well, at least you did it for a week.
I know. I looked at the calendar today and I was like, how many days has it been since I last drank? And it was when we went to that rave, the 30th.
Uh-huh.
So it's been like a good 9 days.
Okay, cool. That's
yeah,
cool.
I wish I could do a month, but I can't.
All right, before we fully dive in, do you have the word of the century?
I do. And this one was requested by a pretty not smart girly.
When is that?
On our comments. I saw and I was like, this one's a good one. Wow. So it's a location in Mexico.
Tecuitlán.
Tecuitlán. I think you say it Tecuitlán. My parents say it so good. Next time we bring them on, they have to say it. But it's Oaxaca.
Oh.
Oaxaca.
Okay, I know this one's a tricky one. I think this is one of the only Spanish words, well, one of the few that is not spelled the way it sounds.
Oaxaca.
So yeah. It is O.
Uh huh.
A.
Uh huh.
X.
Uh huh.
A.
Uh huh.
C. C A. Yeah, it's Oaxaca or something like that.
Oaxaca.
Yeah, but it's pronounced Oaxaca, right?
I don't know.
You're stupid. How are you gonna give me a fucking word? You don't even know how to motherfucking spell. Stupid. I'm motherfucking be motherfucking stupid.
It's not coming up.
Because you don't know how to fucking spell it, stupid ass.
Oaxaca.
It is
what did you say?
It's O A X A C
Oh, wow. You got the shit. I thought you were dumb. You got it.
You were the stupid ass. You don't even spell it on Google Maps.
That's definitely one of the places in Mexico I would love to visit.
Oaxaca. I saw a friend was just there and it looks so beautiful.
I heard they have like very beautiful culture over there. It's like very indigenous vibes. Yeah. Super beautiful. So one day.
Yeah.
One day.
All right. So for today's episode.
Did you notice my penis?
Ew, you penis.
Adam bought us little mushrooms for Christmas.
For Quismuis.
And I got a pink one and Louis got a purple one, but he never brings it.
Still at my house.
Look
y'all.
At little pizzies.
It's cute. Aww. These are from Adam from the TikTok shop.
No, just TikTok kidding.
No, but yeah, so for today's episode, we asked you guys on the TikTok shop what
I go shopping. I'm like,
it's because it's satisfying.
No, it's not. For everything, it's like I found this at the TikTok shop.
I know. No, the funny thing is I've never bought anything from the TikTok shop.
No. Wait, I have a story about the TikTok shop. So I bought a like a hair waver tool thing that I actually love. It's really, really good. It's from the TikTok shop. But bitch, this fucking tool, I'm used to all the tools having automatic shut off. So I used this machine. The last time I used it was like 3 weeks ago. And you know how I was redoing my beauty room? I walked into my beauty room 3 weeks later after I last used it. And I was like, oh, let me unplug it and go put it away. I grabbed it. It burned my hand.
You stupid ass left it on for 3 weeks.
Well, yeah, for 3 weeks.
Your whole house could have burned down.
I know, and it was on my vanity. The good thing is that I replaced the top of my vanity, like that whole piece, but it like turned it brown. Fuck not dark brown, but like a caramel brown. And I was like, bitch, like it literally was burning here for 3 weeks and it never shut off.
I've never heard of automatic shut off. Maybe because I don't use hair.
A strainer.
I know, but even with like my fucking blow dryer, even though that's not like heat like that, I never leave that shit plugged in.
Yeah.
I'm always so scared.
I don't know why the fuck me pasó eso, but for like 2.5-3 weeks it stayed on.
Fuck you. Use that as a sign to always unplug, even for all you girls or anyone who uses hair shit for your hair.
Yeah,
do not leave your shit plugged on, even if it says automatic shut off
from
shop.
Now on I am unplugging it, and I think stupid. I didn't really realize that it was plugged in because I was cleaning out my beauty room, so I covered my vanity with a bunch of stuff.
I even worse. Could have caught even more on fire.
It was full next to glass things.
So that could have exploded everywhere and gotten little particles of glass all over. So when you stepped in, you were like, yeah, and then you would have fallen and dropped to the thing, and it would have caused a huge fire, and your whole house would have been gone.
Well, I have insurance.
Ay, ¿qué?
Pero pinche quemadosa cosa que me di en la mano. Yeah, I bring the shit out of my hand. Thanks, TikTok shop. I'm just kidding. Andale. It's
qué
not
bueno,
their fault.
Para que aprendas.
Yeah.
So next time you want to leave it plugged in, you're going to remember about that quemada. Estúpida.
O regañada.
I know. It's because how would you leave that on?
My mom when we did something bad as little kids.
But
what are we talking about today?
We asked you guys for some topics. Because we wanted to see what you guys wanted us to talk about. And a lot of you guys asked us to talk about friendships.
You want to talk about
it? As soon as I heard your tone go, you, I knew exactly what you were going to say.
I bet you say it. You get all shy.
You want to talk about Mother.
I love that movie.
Me too, from the TikTok shop.
We're going to talk about like friendships and shit. Do you think that growing up, you had a lot of amiguitos, amiguitas?
No, we never had friends.
That's bullshit. I feel like you always had friends.
I don't know about that one.
In particular, girlfriends. Like, you always had a little grupito of amigas, no?
I think at the time, I thought that's what friendships were. But now that I look back at it, I was just surrounded by a bunch of negative people. And I think that's why I was so insecure. And I was like, not accepting myself, because I was surrounded by people who would constantly bash me for the way that I acted, for the way that I talk. Like, so honestly, the only friends that I had being little are the ones that are still with me now, which would be like Yami, which I met when I was in kinder. And then, because Yami, to this day, Yami never insulted me in any way, shape, or form. She never questioned the way that I talked. She never questioned the way that I acted. She never nothing like that, you know? Yami was always really nice to me.
Yeah.
And there's a few other people as well who aren't in my life anymore, but at the time they were really nice to me and stuff. But yeah, like even as a kid, like the people who at the time I thought this is what friends are, like, no, bitch, like, ooh.
Damn.
I feel like I never had friends like that.
Like good friends.
Yeah. And then, well, I mean, like we talked about in the episode with Addies, I met Addies like down the road as well. Well, got closer to her. Same thing. She never questioned me about my sexuality. Not that like that. But everyone else around me, even if I had like guy friends, it was always just like, why do you talk like that? Or why do you act like that?
Ew.
So, yeah. Very small. Well, I wouldn't even call them friends. They were just people who I would play with.
Well, yeah, I guess now that I'm thinking about it, you had a lot of friends that I thought were your friends, but they were just people you played with.
Yeah, just people I would play with them.
What about in the callejones or in the callejón? We used to live in an alley. We talk about this. This has like a big impact in my childhood. Mm-hmm. The callejones or the callejón was a big thing in my brain. And I feel like you had friends there, no?
Yeah, right there I did have friends, but it was different. Like I had a guy friend who was really nice to me right there at the callejón, but he would only talk to me at the callejón. He wouldn't talk to me at school.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, and I feel like it was more like, oh, like he didn't want to be seen with me vibes. But he was really nice to me like at the callejón, and he was just like would play with me and stuff, so that was fun. But I did have another friend. Her name was Lucero.
She was really fun. When we say callejón, we mean our neighborhood.
Yeah, because it was a little alley, so we would always just call it the callejón.
Yeah.
But yeah, like from there, I did have actually quite a few friends who would like play with me and hang out with me.
Lucero was your friend too.
Yeah, Lucero and Mickey.
Mickey.
Yeah. So I had a few friends there. They were friends. What about you?
Oh. Can we just keep talking about you?
You're like, I don't want to get into my drama.
I don't want to get into my drama. No, I feel like growing up, I don't know if you do this internal work and you try to dissect like your childhood or just like your life in general. Mm-hmm. And you just question a lot of things from like when you were younger. Mm-hmm. You just question everything.
Yeah.
And not too long ago, I was questioning, like, bitch, why was it so hard for little YOA to have friends?
So you feel even like when you were younger, you couldn't have friends?
I just feel like my whole life, I haven't really had friends. Mm. It's really, really hard. So for a long time, I mean, it's not like that now.
Yeah.
But for a long time, it was. And I was, like, always trying to figure out, like, what could it be? Where did it stem from? And I feel like, I don't know if I smelled or what the fuck, I was little, bitch. But from when I can remember, like going back, I just didn't attract friends like that.
Oh.
I'm like, was I the drama? Was I the problem?
Because I remember like differently. But that's why I'm asking you, because like same thing for you. You thought I had friends until like now I'm telling you like, well, there were just people I would play with.
So what do you remember?
Because I remember from NTY, you had a group of girlfriends.
Yeah.
And I remember I had a little crush on one of them or two of them. And those girls, well, you would always be playing with. I remember in middle school, you also had a good amount of friends. And I remember they would even come to the house sometimes because you guys would always put me onto like new music and shit. Or from the callejón, you had a good amount of friends. And then even... for high school, I feel like you had a good amount of friends. Because, bitch, you were taking me to all these parties. You would even have parties at the house. So, I feel like...
I'm just kidding.
Well, I feel like from my POV, you... Like, because not to eat Yahtzee's hole or anything, but I feel like Yahtzee was a pretty, like, popular girl. I feel like you always had friends. You were always, like, bringing the vibes. You always got the little get-togethers.
Yeah.
You were always going to parties. So, I don't know.
But it's like you said, they were more like acquaintances, not really friends that you had like deep connections with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the first memories that I remember was so that little group of friends that you were talking about, they were my amiguitas when I was a little girl.
Like elementary school.
Yeah, elementary school. But once I got to fifth grade, I feel like things started changing when I got into fifth grade.
Yeah.
Fifth grade came around and I hung out with these two girls that were always around me. And I clearly remember this day. I was talking to one of my best friends in fifth grade, and I was like, oh my God, I can't believe we're going to be going to middle school in a few weeks or like 3 months, whatever. School's almost over. And then she was just like, oh my God, yeah, I can't wait to make a whole bunch of new friends. And then I was like, yeah, like we're going to make new friends. And she, oh my God, dude, fuck this bitch. She looked at me. She was like, well, I'm not going to hang out with you when we go to sixth grade. Oh,
bitch.
She did. And then I was like, And I was like, what do you mean? She's like, yeah, no, I'm going to stop being your friend as soon as like fifth grade is over and I'm going to have new friends.
What the heck?
And I was just like, that's really like, mean. And no, and literally the moment we went into EA Hall, I never talked to her again. She like kind of was just like, bye, I got new friends. And I didn't really have friends. And then I made two girlfriends that I fought a lot with in sixth grade.
Yeah,
like peleábamos a lot. Like pinches mocosas, but we would fight a lot.
Yeah.
Like little drama like that. And then también my sixth grade friends that we would fight a lot, when seventh grade came, they were just like, we're not going to be your friend anymore. Maybe I was the problem.
No, I feel like it was very much like that for me too. Like, I don't know. Yeah, we are the problem. No,
what I feel like, do we do?
I don't know. Like you, because a friend is a friend. But I feel like I had a lot of people who were nice to me. Like, I'm not saying everybody who like talked to me at the time was just like a bitch and like I wouldn't consider them a friend. No, it's just a lot of people chose when they wanted to talk to me. Which, okay. I mean, you can make your friends however you want. But I had people who would talk to me, like, in middle school during class and were super nice to me, but they wouldn't hang out with me. So, like, I don't know if you would classify that as a friend. Because, like, it's just, like, there were a lot of people who were nice to me in class, but, like, they would never want to, like, eat lunch with me or they would never want to, like, hang out with me. So, I'm like, nah, it's not really a friend. It's more like an acquaintance.
Yeah.
Or, like, people who I would probably consider friends at the time, but they wouldn't consider me a friend. They were just like, oh, you're like an acquaintance.
And like, that's what I wanted. Like friends that I could hang out with and eat lunch with. You know, I just thought of another story.
What?
When I was a fifth grader. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we graduated from fifth grade and in my school, Minty White, they did a fifth grade party.
Yeah.
Was it fifth grade? No, I'm fucking lying. It was eighth grade. We did an eighth grade party. And we're graduating eighth grade and a lot of the people that I thought were my friends, they didn't really talk to me like that anymore. Mm-hmm. And I had invited like three friends to a party. I was like, what's it? Fuck, dude, I'm like blinking. I don't know what grade it was. It was eighth grade. Yeah. And we were having a little kickback at my house and it was like three friends nomás. Mm-hmm. Out of nowhere, they start calling like their actual friends. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you remember. And a bunch of people came to the house.
Oh, I do remember this.
It was eighth grade.
Yeah, I do remember this.
And it was for our graduation. And a bunch of people pulled up to the house. Mm-hmm. And like the cholos came to the house.
That. My parents were all like, what the fuck?
And my parents were like, Yuatsi. And I was like, it's okay, mom. They're my friends. Yeah, like, it's okay. And it's when we lived in Jefferson. So my parents were like, okay, we're going to head upstairs. You guys can be out down here by yourself. Let us know if anything happens.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. They started blasting their music. Mm-hmm. They just took over the house. And the little cholillos and cholillas, they're like, do you have alcohol?
I remember
that. And I was like, no. And I was like, you can check the fridge. Dude, they raided my parents' alcohol.
Yeah, like. Full on just took over the house.
And I just remember one of the eighth graders, the kid, he comes up to me and he's like, oh my God, thanks, Yuatsi, best party ever.
Yeah.
And I was like, bitch, we're eighth graders. And I had so much anxiety because I was like, they're taking my parents' alcohol.
Yeah.
And these Chola girls, I didn't know this many people were going to show up, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know if you remember, we had a downstairs bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing my little glam before my graduation there. Not que ver, but cute little makeup. Like from Mac and little cute stuff like that. Mm-hmm. These bitches smoked paw in the downstairs bathroom and they stole all my makeup.
Ew.
They stole all of my makeup and they were locked in the bathroom for like 30 minutes.
Oh shit.
And I was knocking and I was like, hey, like somebody needs to use the bathroom. They're like, we're not done.
Yeah.
Like they were hella rude and I was just like scared because I was like and I like wasn't gonna stand up for myself and be like get out. I was just like I wanted to be cool, so I was like okay. And then after, I don't even remember how the party ended, or I think there was like a cooler party going on, so everybody left and I go into the bathroom and all of my makeup, my lashes, everything was gone. And I clearly remember those hoes, as soon as they were done in the bathroom, they left. They like booked it.
They were like, peace.
Yeah. And I was like, okay, that was weird. And I didn't notice till after that all of my makeup was gone. Mm. And I was like, nice.
Yeah, I remember that party. Because I remember that was like one of the first nights that my parents let me play outside longer than I normally should. Because usually like I had to be in by like the moment the sun started going down. But I do remember hella people showing up to the house, me being all confused. I was just outside. I was never really inside the house. I was like outside playing with like my amiguitos from the Cajon. So I just remember seeing like people were even bringing like alcohol. And yes. I remember seeing like cans everywhere. My dad was upset because somebody cracked a bottle under his van.
And I think my dad noticed it after, right?
Yeah, it was after.
Because my parents had no idea what was going on. They just kind of trusted that everything was okay, that it was like a little kid party. Because we're eighth graders, dude. Yeah. And then later the next day, my dad started finding, open bottles all over the house. Mm-hmm. And he was like, Yoatse, what happened yesterday? And I was like, I don't know. And I was like, but I didn't drink anything. Like, I promise. And then he's like, no, I believe you. But like, was everything okay? And I was just like, yeah, everything was fine, Dad. The good thing was that my parents like didn't yell at me because they probably were like, it wasn't her fault.
Yeah.
But that was really scary. Yeah, you took advantage of my kindness.
I know. Literally.
That's what happens when I try to make friends. That's why I don't make friends.
Y'all had like a house party without even knowing.
Dude, for real. I guess that was popular. No, I very much feel like I was used vibes because so that same group of friends, I clearly remember like a few weeks before we graduated, they were all running away from me.
Y'all had the cheese touch.
They're
like, run.
But like, how does that make sense in your brain? Like, we're over here in lunchtime. I go up to a group of my five like girlfriends, five girlfriends. I get there, they all start laughing at me and they run away. And I was like, okay. So I go to another group of my friends, like another two little group of friends. They look at me too. They fucking run away from me. So I feel like they were just like talking shit. We're like, don't talk to her. Or I don't fucking know. But that gives like mocoso energy, like elementary school vibes, right?
Yeah.
And how come a few weeks later, they're all trying to be borrachas at my house after running away from me?
Well, I'm not going to say there's like the specific reason why, but I do want to say like the way our parents raised us, we've always been a little bit different, not so much like in the circle. So for like example, for me, like I obviously with me, not even just how I was raised, just like I was always a little bit more flamboyant. So people just always found that weird. And I want to say with Yoatse, like from how I saw it, I do feel like you weren't doing the shit a lot of these people were doing at their age. For example, like yeah, you did go through like your party phase, but that was more like high school.
Yeah.
But a lot of these people, especially in our middle school, you guys, they were doing like crazy shit in like middle school. So
yeah.
I feel like because maybe you weren't like going into that, they just thought you were weird or like not cool or just like I it's not like because obviously like for example, like I don't know what eighth graders are fucking doing now, but like drinking alcohol like eighth grade was insane to me. Like that's I was just so like holy shit. Bad. Like maybe like fucking high school, right? But like, yeah, like full on like kickbags with like mota and all this shit. Like that was crazy for me. But
that's scary. And then you know what was also very shocking to me? I think when I went into seventh grade, a seventh grader got pregnant.
Oh,
a seventh grader. And that's, like the whole school was just like shook about it. And that was the first time that I had ever seen a young girl, very young girl pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what's going on?
Yeah.
It's scary.
Yeah.
Scary situation.
So, I don't know. Maybe that's why they looked at you differently. But
that's why you don't have friends.
No, I think, and like on my end, that's why the word like friend was always like kind of thrown up in the air. And like you said, there came like a moment where you like start realizing things from when you were younger. And I was like, oh, yeah, like these people weren't my friends. They were just people like using me or whatever the fuck it was. But when I was like in elementary school, I remember having a group of quote unquote friends who I literally called my friends. Like I would always try to like play with them. And I thought they were like the coolest people there, whatever. And it was always just so weird, like how it happened, because I never saw these people talking bad about me. But like now that I think about it, I was like the joke of the friend group because of after what they did. Because I remember there was this one time me calling these people my friends. Like, I would hang out with them and everything. Like, I didn't suspect anything. But this one time we had PE. And PE was only, like, once or twice a week. And they would take us out of, like, our class to go do PE outside in elementary school. And I remember every time it came to doing PE, I had to take off my glasses. Because I would wear glasses. This was in, I think it was fourth grade.
Okay.
So I had to take off my glasses. So I would take off my glasses and leave them inside of my desk. So these friends of mine knew that routine. And I remember we headed outside. We did our PE. When I came back in, I couldn't find my glasses anywhere. So I was like, what the heck? So like I told my principal. I told my teacher, I was like, hey, I can't find my glasses. And I told my friends, I was like, I can't find my glasses. And nobody was telling me anything. So after that, I went, it was time to go home. And I was so scared to tell my mom that I couldn't find my glasses. So when I left, I was telling these quote unquote friends, like, you guys, I can't find my glasses. My mom's going to be so mad at me because you guys, like, we were low income when we were younger. So my mom probably spent like all her savings on these sunglasses because my fucking aseguranza. Eyeglasses. My aseguranza wouldn't cover it. So I remember my mom got me like the best of the best. She even got me like these bendy type of glasses so that they wouldn't break. Cause she's like, I'm not gonna be able to buy you new ones.
Yeah.
So like they were like all these crazy shit. She just invested into my glasses. Cause I was the only one in the family who was wearing glasses at the time. So I remember I was like about to go get picked up from my mom. I was walking and then one of my quote unquote friends, it was like a little grupito of like five of us or six. Mm-hmm. He's like, hey, I think they found your glasses over there. And then I was like, where? And then he was like, over there. So he points at the other group of my friends and they were by the field. And I look and he leaves laughing. So as I'm going, I'm like running all excited because they found my glasses. All the other ones start laughing and they're like, your glasses are right there, bitch. They were on the floor, broken, cracked, everything. And it was insane to me because like I really thought these were my friends and I didn't fully understand what happened. Yo era bien dejado when I was little. So then I start crying and then they all start laughing at me. And I was kind of shook to how they broke them because these glasses, they were like the little wired glasses. They're not like the glasses now where they're like a little like, I don't know, harder material. They were like really bendy. Like they were meant to be bendy so that they wouldn't break. But they literally like twisted them and the little wired was like twisted all the way. And the glasses was actually cracked and all of them were like stepping on them or whatever.
Stupid ass kids.
Yeah. So then I start crying and then I tell my mom because like I run to her and I tell her and then I was like, they broke my glasses, blah, blah. And then they're like, we didn't break his glasses. Like lying to my mom's face and lying to me. And because I thought they were my friends, I was like, well, maybe they didn't break. And they're like, no, we just found them there. And I remember them speaking Spanish to my mom being like, ahí los encontramos. Like they were on the floor. Like we just found them and we wanted to tell him. Like, blah, blah, blah.
I see. Pendejos.
Yeah. So that I was just like crying. And then my mom came with me to the principal's office. We told them what happened. I told them what I saw. And yeah, typical Louis at school story. The principal didn't do shit about it. My mom told her, I don't have money to buy these again. Like their parents need to buy them. And I remember the principal being like, I can't have their parents pay for it. Like there is no proof that they didn't. Because they were like the principal's pets. So of course. It's all good if you're listening to this. I hate you too.
For real?
Yeah, she basically was just like, I can't have their parents pay for it. Sorry about it. Like, I remember her telling my mom, like, well, figure something out because, like, they can't pay for it. And my mom was like, I have no money to pay for this. Aww. Damn.
That's fucked up, fool.
And I'm not really the type to like name drop people. I know I just name dropped the fucking principal from that school. But I have a lot of frustration with these adults from my childhood.
Yeah.
More than like the children that were doing this shit to me. Because I mean, as much as I fucking hate them for the shit that a lot of these people put me through when I was younger, we're fucking kids.
Yeah.
And sometimes they don't know better and whatever. But
it's the adults that fail at that point.
And it's very frustrating. Like I just did a mukbang on my YouTube channel a while back for like Vlogmas. And I also I don't think I name dropped the principal, but I mean if you went to Watsonville High when I was there and you know that guy who was a principal at the time.
Fuck that guy too. That guy pissed me off.
I forgot his fucking name, but I don't know what I'm talking about.
But it was this dumbass fucking principal.
Yeah, but I name drop these people because a lot of times as like kids, we trust that the adults know better and we trust that the adults are going to do something to help. And when they don't, it's just really sad. And it sucks.
And it like I'm sure it did something to you. Like it traumatized you.
Yeah, it made me feel like, well, kids are treating me like shit and adults don't take me serious and they're not going to do anything about it when you think they are. So like it just kind of holds you to like hold your emotions in, yeah, and deal with shit on your own, which is obviously not the best thing to
and
do.
I also feel like my parents were kind of taken advantage of, because
100%
my parents are shy. They're not the type to come at you and be like, fucking bitch. My yeah. mom is sometimes
now,
but like back in the day, no, she'd probably be like, well, oh like well, it, like, and it is yeah, what it is.
That's how it was with my glasses. My mom was just like, well, like, I can't do it. And I remember I had to go without my glasses for a while.
And I'm sure the principal could sense that vibe and was like, I still no van a hacer nada.
Yeah.
So like, I'm going to just be like, sorry about it. Nothing I can do. Che puta. So
and
fucked up.
It was favoritism because in elementary school, we also had this thing where like students would go do the announcements. And as an elementary school, if you hear yourself like in the announcement, you felt like all sickening.
Yeah.
So these quote unquote friends of mine were part of that little group. So they would always hang out with the principal. They would always have like,
no wonder Friday she donuts. Didn't want to do nothing yeah, to them.
Like literally they were like the principal's like pets. So I know when we told her, she was like, well, you expect me to tell her parents to pay for it? Like she was friends with the parents. And so I feel like she was just like, ay, ustedes pobrecitos versus these people who like I have friendships with. Nah, yeah. La verga. So
yeah, that's but gross. As like adults, shame on you. I think that's so gross. And I feel like as a mom, that shit freaks me the fuck out. Know, like with my Travis going to school. But no más con que algo like pase, not with me, mama. Yo si no me voy a dejar. So literally. Travis actually came up to me like when he started school and he said that a little girl punched him. Mm-hmm. And I was like, they punched you? And like teachers might be like, it's okay, you know? Yeah. I don't know. But I, with anything, I'm like, no, fuck no. So I was like, I need you to tell me what she looks like. What's her name? Like everything. Mm-hmm. And then at the teacher meeting, I brought it up with his teacher.
Yeah.
And I was like, Travis said that someone punched him. Like, I need to know what's going on.
Yeah.
And then later, Travis, it came out that they were playing a game and she accidentally. And I was like, it was an accident, Travis? And he told me like, yeah, it was. He just didn't really explain it to me right. But I feel like I'm always on the lookout because I know a lot of the things that happened to you and a lot of things that I went through as well. So I feel like I can't ever fully trust adults because a lot of times they'll just be like, well, what do you want us to do about it?
Yeah, like I mean, I've talked about it on the podcast that I literally was bullied by like adults as well when I was a kid.
Yeah,
so
dude, what the fuck?
Yeah, I feel like it's always important for, I mean, I'm sure all you parents out there know that, but it's very important to listen to your kids, even if they, I don't know, misspoke about a certain situation one time. Like, it doesn't mean that every other situation should not be taken seriously. Cause,
yeah, listen to your babies.
Yeah, I mean, you, at the time, you might be the only person who will listen to them and make them feel like their feelings or what they're going through is valid. Because if you shut them out, and trust me, I was shut out by like almost every fucking adult when I was a kid being bullied. It starts feeling very like, well, no one gives a fuck about me. And then you just don't want that in your kid's head. But yeah, I have a lot of really sensitive stories about like shit like that happened to me when I was younger.
Yeah.
But aside from that shit, what was I going to ask you? Fuck, I lost my train.
Hold on, I was going to say something before I forget. I was also going to say, as parents, how do I say this? Parents need to teach their kids how to be respectful towards others. I feel like that is such like common sense.
Yeah.
And like, if you teach your kid to be respectful, other kids won't get harmed, you know?
Yeah.
Because like, I teach my son to be very respectful and to be kind to others, to not hit kids. But I know a lot of parents don't do the same. Yeah. And then those are the bullies. Those are the kids that end up hitting kids like my kid, you know? And dude, I just thought of this story, cringy ass story. I think I told you about it. Recently, guys, this was when I was doing Christmas shopping. I went shopping.
You talked about it on the podcast.
No, I didn't.
Say it again.
No. I went Christmas shopping. I told you guys about it. I didn't say it on the podcast.
Uh-huh.
And these group of girls wanted to come take a picture with me. And I was like, of course. Yeah, let's do it. Take a picture. They had a group of like 3 or 4 little kids, probably Travis's age, on the side. Mm-hmm. And they were like, you have big old boobs. Ugh. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
And I was taking pictures with the girls. But the kid that they were with, they were like, big old chichis. And I look and the mom just starts cracking up and everyone starts cracking up.
Like, look, you guys, it's It could be funny.
It's
like
funny.
It, no. It could be funny entre ustedes.
Entre ustedes, entre familia.
Entre familia. Like you say, he tells like your fucking his prima or something. Like you're like, ah, that's funny. But like when there's like a person coming outside.
Like
in,
I'm a complete stranger to them. Yeah. I don't know them. You don't know me. Why are these little 6-7-year-olds looking at my breast?
Yeah.
Like, ¿qué les va a enseñar when they're older? They're going to think it's okay to disrespect women and to look at them and be like, damn, those titties. Like, I think that is the biggest ick, like in adult men.
Yeah.
Like they look at you and they're like, damn, you got a fat. I think it's the nastiest thing. So for a little ass kid to already be like, those chichis, I'm like, my love, how do you even know what chichis are? You know?
Yeah.
So as parents, please show your kids to be respectful.
Maybe we wouldn't have these traumatizing
stories. I know, we're all traumatized.
I know, it's like from when we were little. No, yeah. But,
Oh, we're talking about friendships. We hella got off topic.
Fuck, I was gonna ask you a certain question about friendships and I fucking...
Well, you're boring. Forgot. How were your friendships going into high school? Better or worse?
In high school, about...
Because, like, you kind of grew up with the same group of people, huh? Because we all went to, like, the same three schools.
I think in high school, it wasn't so much that the bullying stopped. It still kept going, but I started to open up a little bit more of myself. So I started making, like, more connections with people and
like
started meeting
new
people.
Deeper connections?
Well, just attempting to.
Okay. Yeah.
And then I did make a... I don't think I made, like, my legit friends until, like, senior year. That's, like... Whenever I think of high school, I specifically think of... my senior year. And I think because that's when I had like my girlfriends, I joined cheer. Like senior year was my year where I was like, fuck this, I'm gonna do and be who I wanna be. So I started wearing a little bit of makeup and I made like my girlfriends. I started doing cheer. Like I was still getting very much bullied around this whole time, but I was a happier person, so it hurt me a lot less.
Oh, because you had like your group of friends to back you up and be there for you.
Yeah, and although some of those friends of mine from like senior year aren't so much really in my life anymore.
Uh-huh.
Those were good friends. Like I remember I would hang out with them. I would like go after school and do shit with them.
Oh yeah, so, your little car, your little Mustang.
Yeah. So those are good memories of mine.
You had better friendships. Yeah.
What about you in high school? I feel like you had a good amount of friends.
I had friends, but I didn't. So you know that group of friends that you were like, oh, you party with them. And mm-hmm. like, okay, so that same group of friends was with me in Cat's News.
Mm-hmm.
And they were very much like the type of people that I thought were my friends, but would also talk shit about me. And I was the laugh of the group, like you said. One time I specifically remember, hey, stupid, dumb fucking bitch. I wish I could remember your name so I could call you out, Ho. I'm just kidding. I wanted to try bangs, like the short little bangs, kind of like Ella bangs,
mm-hmm.
but I didn't want to fully commit. Mm-hmm. So my mom got me this little like clip-on extension wig type thing.
I know what you're talking about.
And I put it on and I did my hair kind of like this, half up, half down. And I thought it looked super cute. And mm-hmm. I went to school like that. And my friend was like, oh my God, that's so cute. And then these two of these fucking bitches that I thought were my friends come up to me and they're like, what's on your head? And then I was just like, oh, it's just like my little hair, like little bangs, like it looks like it's like a fox's tail. And
your
I was
bang?
Like, yeah, my bangs. Uh-huh. And they were like, okay. And then they just leave laughing. They're just like laughing. And I was like, oh my God. And then I got super insecure. So I remember my friend Isabel at the time, I was like, dude, do I take it off? And she was like, no, what the fuck? They're being stupid. Like it looks really, really cute.
Uh-huh.
And that group of friends over there, they had this one girl that was like their queen, I guess. And she was such a bitch to me for no reason. I think she honestly, this bitch was probably jealous of me. She was so ugly. Mm-hmm. And this bitch comes up to me and like, you can tell she's trying not to laugh. She's like covering her mouth. She's like, and she comes up to me. She's like, hi, Yuatsi. Yeah. And I was like, hi. She's like, I just wanted to see your hair. The girls are talking about it.
Ew.
And then I was just like, oh, and I was like, oh, like, what do you think? She's laughing. She's like, she's all laughing. She's like, I think it's cute. But you can tell that bitch went just to laugh more.
I would have been like,
they went back to the Cat's News room, you know, with the, it was a little room in the back of the classroom. Bitch, I can see all of them cracking the fuck up laughing at me.
That.
And that's when I was like, okay, those people are not my fucking friends. Like people would just like talk shit about me like that and like laugh at me a lot. And I was like, for what? I'm just trying to be cute.
Yeah, I think that I think that's the right word, needless to say. If you're in school right now listening to Pretty Not Smart,
yeah.
I do want to emphasize that your life is not going to be what your experiences were in school.
Yeah.
100,000%. And I don't even just mean that for myself. I've seen it with other people who I went to school with. I see so many people flourish after leaving school.
Oh my God, yes.
Right now, even if you're having a hard time in school with like making friends, or you feel like you don't have friends, or you just feel lonely, or whatever it may be, like your life begins after you leave school. Like, even if you're a shy person at school right now, you feel like you don't find anybody with like similar interests, you will find and meet people outside of school. Because I remember during school, I was like, wow, like, is this what the rest of my fucking life is gonna be?
Huh? I know when you're in high school, you feel like that's your world.
Like, you really do. Like, you're like, this is it.
This
like,
is my
high
life.
School should have been my peak.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, no, bitch, like, that's, and if that was your peak, good luck, Charlie.
Yeah, I'm so sorry, but people are just so nasty in high school.
Yeah, you just, I mean, you have a lot of experiences, even with like friends or quote unquote friends. But I think after school, you really start to live.
It definitely does get so, so much better, like after high school.
But
like 100%.
With that being said, I was going to say, do you feel like making friends after leaving school is harder?
Yes, 100%. Because from with the stories that I've told you guys already, I feel like I had a hard time already making friends. Mm-hmm. And like, you can see a lot of my friends were fake friends. They weren't real friends. And I think one of the biggest fucking just stabs in the heart was I had this really good friend of mine that she kind of became my best friend from sophomore year till senior year. Mm-hmm. It was a group of three. It was me, another girl, and a guy. And I was like, this is it. This is my, we were actually so close, and they never backstabbed me. They never hurt me in high school. We were besties. The moment we graduated high school, all I wanted to do was hang out with them. And we did. We hung out a lot, and oh my God, best times ever. But out of nowhere, the girl just did a complete 360 on me.
Yeah.
She started acting really jealous for no reason. Very like envious. Very like shady towards me.
She would backhanded compliments.
She would ignore me. And then out of nowhere, she just fucking disappeared and vanished off the face of the earth. And I never knew what the fuck happened to her. And she just completely disappeared. I never heard from her again. And our guy friend kept in contact with her. But it hurt me because she never wanted to talk to me like if I did something to her. Mm. But she kept talking to him.
Yeah.
And never me. And it gave me very much like, I think you were jealous of me, babes, because I did nothing to you. And you just gave me nothing but ick after we graduated high school.
Yeah.
Y luego pa acabarla, the guy friend that was one of my only good friends that I had left with me, mm-hmm. backstabbed the fucking shit out of me a few years later when we were older.
Yeah.
And that's when I was like, I'm done. I don't have any fucking friends. Yeah. I was like, it was the only real friend that I've had my whole life is Julie.
Mm-hmm,
Julie, I've known her since I was 5 years old, and Julie's still here. She's actually coming to my house tonight.
Literally tonight.
And we're going to celebrate her fucking birthday because she's been the only ride or die friend that I've had. Just one.
Mm-hmm.
The only one. But dude, qué tristeza. Like, I've just been backstabbed after backstabbed. Like, that's fucked up.
And that's why I feel like people say a lot, like, it's like, keep your friend circle small. Like,
My God.
Even after graduating high school, and I started making more friends, especially when I moved to LA, and like, just, I had a lot of friends, but the more friends or quote unquote friends you have, the more problems that you're bound to have. And then also, just a lot of crazy shit can happen. So I feel like I've always enjoyed having like a small circle and just feeding those friendships that I have and letting those flourish.
And I feel like I've learned, I'm okay, I'm like, I have that. No, I feel like I've learned through my whole 28 years of life that from the beginning, if somebody gives me a red flag, I cut ties with them immediately.
Me.
I don't wait anymore for second, third chances. I've been through so much in life. Yeah. That if a friend or wants to be a friend or whatever gives me one red flag, one ick, I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm done. I'm not gonna
yeah,
try to feed like, the friendship anymore.
Because you know how much of your time and energy you put into it that you're just like, ugh.
And I just go with my gut. I just literally listen to my gut. If my gut's telling me, uh-uh, I'm just like, nope, I'm not doing it.
And it's okay, you guys, to cut off people. Like, that's one thing I really had to learn and tell myself that it was okay, because I am very ride or die for those that are in my life. But even if you guys don't have like a really big fallout or nothing, but just the friendship's not going anywhere, or it doesn't feel like the energy's going both ways, like it's okay. And you don't have to end it by being like, fuck you, bitch, bye. No, just like, you know, slowly start, you know, taking your distance. And if you go another way, then, you know, because sometimes you don't want to bring these people along with you, or if you're just feeling like they're not reciprocating.
Yeah,
like just, yeah, there's no point into it. I dragged on so many people that I should have let go of a long time ago. And some of them weren't for any bad reason. It's just that I was like, there's no point in this, or
you know. I think a friendship should benefit both of you guys equally and in a good, healthy way.
Yeah.
If it's not bringing you happiness and health, it's like something that you have to say bye to.
It's literally like a relationship.
It's like a relationship. 100%.
Like, you just, it should be, yes, if you guys have little fallouts or little arguments here and there, that's normal for any sort of relationship. But I feel like there shouldn't be more bad than good.
Yeah, exactly. What I love about like me and Julie, we need to bring Julie on a podcast.
Yeah.
But I love that me and Julie can sometimes go like a month without talking.
Yeah.
2 months. And then, but when we do talk, we like, if no time has ever gone between us, and we are back to normal.
Yeah.
I feel like Julie at this point kind of is not really a friend anymore. She's more of like a sibling to me.
Yeah.
She's more like sister vibe. She's surpassed friendship, because she's the type of person that she's family. Like, honestly, she's family to all of my family. Mm-hmm. So I feel like me and Julie, we can't have a fallout. So sorry, Julie. You can't get rid of me.
Yeah, no, I feel that.
But I have good news, guys. It isn't always like this. I stole Louis' friends. I'm just kidding.
Bitch.
No, I was going to say, I actually found mom friends.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I told Louis about it. I was hella happy. And I remember, like, this is going to be really sad.
What?
But like 2 years ago, I was just really sad. I was like, I just want friends. I hope one day I can have a group of like hot mom friends. And like honestly, I was really sad. And I was like, I just want mom friends that know the struggle being a mom, but we can be friends and we can be baddies.
Share,
I
like things you both like.
Similarities. Yeah, I prayed for a group of mom friends, and God delivered me a good group of mom friends. And like, I love those girls. They're like really, really great friends. And I met them through Alex.
Oh, yeah, you did.
So Alex, he was doing boxing, and he met two boxing coaches, and both of them had, they have wives with kids. They're like families.
Yeah.
And then one day he was like, hey, can I invite my coaches to like a party? I don't remember what party it was, but it was at the house. And I was like, yeah, go for it. And I got to meet the moms, and they were such a vibe. They were so fun, but they brought their kids. So I met their kids. And then the fourth girl, so it's four of us. The fourth one is, she used to be my makeup artist. She still does my makeup, but she would glam me all the time. And she's also a mom.
Yeah.
So I invited her to that same party. Mm-hmm. And after that night, something clicked, and it just became like the mom squad. And now, like, I'm going to Vegas with them at the end of the month. And we go to like Sunday brunches. Bitch, we're going to be in a music video together.
What? Know that? What the fuck?
It's hella random, but it just like worked out so perfectly. And like, now I can say that I have a group of like girlfriends.
Oh,
and it feels so nice.
Yeah. Yeah, because I could see like when I threw her surprise party and stuff.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
They also came through. So it's nice seeing you like feel comfortable with like your friends
and
doing whatever you want to do, or being like, oh, I'm gonna go do this, because we all share like same interests. Like
because not that long ago, I think it was for my birthday, I was supposed to go out, and Louis was like, well, come to my friends, blah blah blah, we're gonna go do something. And then the moms were like, how about we go to a club? And I was like, Louis, I'm gonna go with the moms. And I was like, I'm sorry,
how you
Louis.
Call them the moms?
It's because we're moms, and we call each other the MILFs. I don't want to say that on here, but I'm gonna go with the MILFs. And Louie was like, bye.
Yeah, I went with my friend and she went with hers.
Yeah, you're like, fucking finally. But it was really fun.
But talking about like you making friends now, I feel like I have a really big, I don't know, maybe because I bring it from like a childhood, I've always had like a big craving to like make friends. I love meeting people.
Oh yeah.
But it's very hard for me to make friends. And it's very hard for me to, I don't know, like let people into my life, just because I feel like I'm very guarded. And okay, sometimes I feel like that. People take it very personally.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It makes me sad. All right. Because I meet a lot of people through some of my friends. This one? Uh-huh.
Okay.
I meet a lot of people through some of my friends, and they're really cool people, but I don't know. I feel like I'm always super standoffish, and it's not because I want to be rude or anything, but it's just, I don't know. I've gone through my fair share of shit, and I hate to open. I don't like opening up myself to a lot of people if they're only like, I don't know. I don't want to say like they're only there temporarily, but it's just like, I don't know. Like I've been through a lot of shit that I don't easily open myself up. And sometimes I don't like, I hate for people to think that like I'm being a bitch or I just don't want to, but it's just like after you've done it for so long, like it does become like draining and tiring. It's almost like I want to say it's the same feeling of like, you know how when you get out of a relationship and you're going on dates and you're just like, oh, I don't want to have to like reintroduce myself and like blah, blah. Like, yes. It's just because you don't know if that's going to go anywhere. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like I got so tired of like opening up myself to people for them to only be there for a short
time.
For
a little bit.
And it was just like, nah. So, yeah, I don't know. Like, and I also, but I've also met some really cool people that way as well. Like I've kept some really cool people in my life who were friends of a friend and then I met them that way. But It's very hard, like, and sometimes like I wish I could like make friends, but I mean I work on social media, so I don't really go through my DMs looking for friends.
Yeah, right.
Like I look to communicate with y'all and stuff, and then, but I'm not there being like, "Oh, do you want to be my friend?" Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then yeah, so it's hard. Like sometimes, like when I'll go grocery shopping and stuff, like people will talk to me, and that's like when I'll have like a little conversation with them in there. But it's really hard for me to think like, how can I make friends?
Yeah, you know what I mean? And I think too with the type of work that me and Louis do, we don't have like a regular job where we're gonna go and meet coworkers or like, I don't know.
We kind of do,
but it's more like, I don't know how to explain it.
I feel like there's a difference between like, so you do make friends. Like, for example, with what we do on social media, I have a lot of people who I would say, hey, they're my friend. But there's like a certain like little a line that you pass when it comes from like, oh, being friends to like actually messaging each other to hang out aside from doing work stuff.
Right. Okay.
Like,
okay. Yeah.
There for example, go. Like I want to say like with Adam, my relationship with Adam right from the beginning was a friendship. It was never like, let's work. Yeah. Like from the beginning, me and Adam never filmed anything. Like me and Adam were friends before we did anything like that. Uh-huh. So I feel like that went straight into an actual relationship. Okay. Friendship.
Okay. Yeah.
But then there's some people who I would consider my friend from social media, and they're my friends, but then it doesn't always go cross like, hey, let's go grab food. You know what I mean?
Right. They're not like, so yeah, I know what you mean.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like they're not necessarily not friends, but they're not like,
they're not like, let's have a sleepover.
Or like, hey, bitch, I'm in my lazy shit. Like, let's do something. I don't know how to.
Right. Yeah. I totally get that. But hopefully we thrive and we make more friends.
Yeah.
Or not. I like the ones we have now. We close off our circle. We're like, we're done with friends.
Bye, everyone.
We've just had trauma.
No, I'm very open to making friends, but I do have my guard up, and I always hope, like every time I meet somebody new, I always hope that it doesn't come off as like, bitch, I don't want to be your friend. Aww. It's just, I'm always just a little bit guarded, and it's not something that I can easily be like, and like, forget about it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I'm always open to, I love.
I love cog.
Bitch. That too. No, I love meeting new people. I absolutely love meeting new people. I love having conversations with people. But I was going to say, I love it, but my anxiety always crashes.
Yeah.
Like,
I get anxiety. Okay. I'm like, don't talk to me.
That's why I love when people approach me in a very calmly manner.
Yeah.
I went to the grocery store and I was shopping. And some guy comes up to me and he was like, hey, like, I don't mean to intrude in your shopping. He's like, or invade your personal space. He's like, but I just want to say, like, I watch your videos, blah, blah. Ah. And I had a full on, like, long conversation with him.
And then you guys meet out?
Bitch. No, I had a full conversation with him because I was just approached in a way that I didn't trigger me getting anxious.
Really?
Yeah, it's because sometimes, like, especially if I'm alone, if somebody like acts really crazy, I'll get anxious immediately. You're like,
oh yeah, shit!
Yeah, like, I'll be like, all right. No, but it was just, I don't know, it just happened, and then he was super cool. Like, I was even able to, like, introduce myself, even though he already fucking knew my name. But I was like, oh, my name's Lou. Like, what's your name? And, like, it was very, like, cordial and calm. And, like, I've seen him at the grocery store. I'm just like, hey. Like, just very casual.
That's cute.
But, yeah, so, I mean, who knows? Maybe I'll make more friends.
You want to know a funny story?
What?
One time when I was, like, desperate to find friends.
I went on Grindr.
Ah! No, I think I was still in Watsonville. I don't know. Or maybe here. I don't know. Don't matter. I went to a Target and it was just me and Travis. He was still little, so I was pushing him in a cart. And I was like, hopefully one day I make friends, especially mom friends. And I'm at fucking Target and this mom approaches me and she also had her baby.
Yeah.
And this mom approaches me and she's like, oh my God, I love your backpack. It was a little MCM backpack.
Yeah.
And I was like, thank you so much. Like, where did you get it?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, I got it at MCM. She's like, backpacks are so in. Mm-hmm. And she's all trying to make conversation with me. And I was like, oh my God, I got so happy. And she's like, how's your day been? She's like, you're just like shopping. And I was like, yeah, very, very much chatty conversation. We're talking about our kids. We're talking about what we do for work. And she kept asking me about my work. She's like, so what do you do for work? Like, is it hard? Like, I bet you want to be a stay-at-home mom.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I basically am a stay-at-home mom, but I work from home. And she just kept trying to get information from me and, like, about my income almost. Mm-hmm. Long story short, I thought she was trying to be my friend. She was doing a pyramid scheme on me. I
know. People would always talk about that shit in Watsonville.
Dude, the people that go up to you that it's like, oh, like, well, I got a new opportunity for you if you're interested.
I hate that. That happened to me in Watsonville too.
And I, the moment I found out, my heart fell to my fucking asshole.
I hate that.
Because I was so excited and I really thought I was about to make a cute mom friend. This bitch was trying to pull me into her job. And I only found out because she was like, you sure you're living comfortably? And I was like, yeah. I was like, I'm living
once you got over it, you were like, bye.
Yeah, and she was like, so you're able to take care of you and your kids? I was like, I take care of me and my kids. I'm a single mom. It's just me and my kids, and I have a house, and I'm happy.
Yeah.
And she was just like, okay, well, really nice talking to you. Goodbye. I could tell she was over it. You're like, oh, no, wait, this is really sad.
What?
I'm leaving Target. I pay. She is paying right behind me with her husband, the baby in the car, or her daughter, and her. And I thought, I was like, maybe I'm like overthinking it. Maybe she was trying to be my friend. Mm-hmm. So I turn around and I like smile at her to wave at her, to wave like bye. This bitch did not wave back at me. If anything, she mad dogged me because I did not accept her pyramid scheme.
Ew, I hate
and
that.
She looked at me, kind of like dogged me, and then just continued talking to her husband.
She was like, I wasted my time.
And I was so sad. I was like, that's it.
You were like, I'm over making friends.
Yeah, dude, that was a trauma.
Oh, I hate that. Yeah, that happened to me at Watsonville too. So I know exactly how that conversation went. I hate them.
Aww. Like, I don't want to buy your stupid fucking book.
Bitch. And once you said that, she was like,
no, she was just like, all right. She just like laughed. She's like, well, have a good one.
I was She's like, well, can you at least tip me for wasting my time,
dude? For real. I was like, I'm okay, babes.
Yeah. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this
sad episode.
I know. I was like, I don't even know what we talked about. All right. It was literally all over the place, but the topic of friendships just triggered a lot of stories.
It did.
But yeah, just don't forget, like, if you're in school and you feel like you don't have friends, like, don't let that. Okay. I forgot what I was gonna say. Like, that's basically not how the rest
don't
of your
let
life
that
is
discourage
be.
You with other friendships.
There you go. That's what I was looking
you
for.
Will make friendships, and honestly, fuck the fake friends. Like,
yeah, if you catch like fucking friends who are just not giving you the same energy, or they're giving you a little backhanded compliments, or they're just seem to not be proud of you when you know want to be celebrated, then those are all just people that shouldn't be in your life.
Yeah. 2024, we cut off the negative energy, babes. If you have a negative energy bitch clinging on to you, cut that bitch off.
You know what? One more thing before we end this episode.
What?
Another advice that I feel like I could give is like not to carry the friendship or relationship, whatever it is, on your own, specifically friendships, because I feel like that's what I did a lot in the past. A lot of friendships of mine were only running because I was feeding the friendship.
Like, and you were the only one looking for them.
Yes.
Okay.
And I feel like the moment that I stopped doing that, and it's something that I'm still working on now, I noticed that those friendships just die off. And it's very sad because
you realize, they weren't putting energy.
Yeah, you realize that they really either didn't care to see you in that same way, or they just didn't care to feed that relationship. So it just means it really didn't mean anything to them. But yeah.
All sad.
No, but I think it's important because sometimes we waste so much of ourselves with these friendships that, you know, are one-sided. And you're over here like, oh, like, why don't they want to hang out with me? Or like, hey, are you busy? Or like, you always make yourself available for them, but they're not available for you. Same. And it's just, you're draining yourself when you really don't need to. And there's another person out there waiting to be your friend.
Yeah. And don't be, I mean, ugh, I'm horrible. I shouldn't be giving this advice because I don't even take it. But don't be afraid to make new friends.
I know. I need to take that advice.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to try to be a little bit more open, even though I'm still going to have my guard up. Yeah. But just into, I don't know, allowing more people into my life.
More good energy, huh?
Yeah, just that one.
Yeah, I hope we get a rich friend.
Bitch.
Or a rich husband.
That's all we're looking for.
No, I just wanted to say something funny.
All right, you guys, thank you so much for tuning into this week's episode of Pretty Not Smart. And we hope this advice helps, and we hope your friendships flourish, or you cut off people who don't need to be there.
Yeah, we just want you to be happy.
Yeah.
Whatever makes you happy.
All right, we love you guys.
We'll
bye.
See you next time. Bye.